Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema, that is a project fostered by the European Parliament, thanks to which we have the pleasure to meet 28 young cinephiles coming from all over Europe, correct? And today I'm here in company of David, who is the Irish representative of this year's edition of the project. So welcome, David.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, first of all, David, this project, according to this project, you are expected to judge, so to be a member of a jury. And I kind of want to know, how do you feel in this role?
In the role of a juror?
Yeah.
Kind of natural enough, actually. I studied film studies back in Dublin mm-hmm. for 3 years, so as part of that, we had to do a lot of film criticism, critical thinking.
You were used to it.
Yeah, so it's kind of come a little bit naturally. The one thing I haven't been used to is being part of such a big group. Obviously, there's 28 of us, and having to do it so intensively, you know, because our jury meetings would last for 2 hours at a time, and we had four of them over the course of mm-hmm. the last week and a half. So it's been a lot of talking and a lot of deep analyzing, a couple of little arguments and stuff. So.
What about the workshops instead? Did you have the chance to attend any of them?
Yeah, the one I chose to do was the Festival's Headache, which was focused on like the history of film festivals, how they work behind the scenes, and also film festival programming, which is something I'm particularly interested in.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I wouldn't mind doing myself down the line if I was lucky enough to get into it. So it was great to learn more about that and to do it at such an international film festival. The tutor who was holding the workshop, her name's Teresa, and she does the Giornate degli Autori. She mm-hmm. does Locarno Film Festival, Rome Film Festival as well, and she's worked in America at a couple of film festivals as well, so she knew what she was talking about, and it was good to learn from her.
Okay, and what's the film that somehow paved the way to your entrance in cinema? I mean, is there a precise film that led you to the cinema path?
Yeah, I think so. Like, the one that always stands out to me is Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a pretty latecomer in that sense because it's only a few years old.
But yeah,
I actually started off studying something else in college. I was doing like history and Roman and Greek civilization. So
ooh.
I was on a bit of a different path.
Really?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was doing film classes on the side. And one of the first films I saw that year was Birdman when it came out. And I was just blown away by it. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before at that point. And just the big long take aspect of it, there was something so theatrical about it. And mm-hmm. that just blew me away. It was one of the first films I can remember seeing that I came out of the cinema and was like, I want to go see it again right now. And
yeah.
I did see it
the effect that a movie should do, basically.
Yeah.
And what about instead the films that you had the chance to see here, apart from those of Le Giornate degli Autori? What would you mention?
The one I'd mention probably as the tentpole or whatever would probably mm-hmm. be Roma. I'm sure most people would say that. I thought that was a masterpiece. But the one I saw the other night, which I think seems to have been the most polarizing of the whole festival, mm-hmm. was The Nightingale by Jennifer Kent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you liked it by the sound of your voice.
No, well, honestly, I didn't have the chance to see it.
Right.
But you know that you probably know that there has been a sort of, a case around it because a journalist shouted very bad words to the director, to Jennifer Kent, at the end of the...
At the premiere?
No, at the premiere, but at a screening for the press.
Oh.
And, of course, he was completely expelled from the festival.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know this film just for this because I didn't have the chance, unfortunately, to go, but go on.
Well, I was going to say that I really actually quite liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it
is very, very...
Incredibly intense. A little bit too much at times, probably, mm-hmm. but I think that's been the most interesting for me in terms of people talking about it. There's such a mixed reaction, and I'm really looking forward to seeing reviews being posted, but if I was going to recommend one for someone to watch, it would probably be Roma.
Roma, yeah. Okay. And do you think that Jennifer Kent will win any award for that kind of film, or do you think that it is too strong?
I think it's probably too strong. Okay. It would have been really nice to see her win, considering she's the only female director here. Her previous film, The Babadook, I loved, and I wasn't expecting something that intense from her this time around.
Yeah.
And I think the filmmaking prowess and everything, she doesn't make any mistakes. It's an expertly made film, and she probably would have stood a good chance considering the rest of the lineup. But I'd say I find it hard to see the jury giving it to something that controversial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. I agree.
Yeah.
A closing question. I read in the notes that are published on the internet that when you were asked to what Europe means to you, you mentioned also accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you think accessibility is linked to cinema?
Well, I think accessibility... that's a tough question. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, don't worry. No, because, we are... Well, basically, I'm involved in accessible cinema and accessible theatre.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious to know what do you think about subtitling? What do you think about dubbing? Do you prefer dubbed films or subtitled films?
I prefer subtitles any day. One of the best things we did was we saw the three finalists for the Lux Prize.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all films selected by the European Parliament. And the three we saw are being subtitled into all the European Union languages or whatever. But I think that's really important to have an emphasis on subtitling films or even dubbing to increase the audience, get them seen by as many people as possible, especially in Europe. And then it's not really the same, but I think accessibility for like disabilities and things, hearing impaired people, and then like wheelchair access for cinemas as well. Blind people as well. The cinema I'm representing, which I haven't mentioned yet, was the Irish Film Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady who selected me for the project, she's actually deaf herself, and she wrote a brilliant article in the Irish Times, which she should read. It was about A Quiet Place, and it's representation of deaf people.
Yeah.
So little plug there.
Okay. And to end up the interview, just summarize your venue stays, the impressions that you have, if your expectations were met or not.
Yeah.
And if you would suggest this experience.
Yeah, my expectations were definitely met, even surpassed. It was like the most surreal week and a half of my life, and I've been looking forward to it for so long, and it was just from fangirling in front of Ryan Gosling on the red carpet to getting to meet some of my favorite directors, to meeting the other 28 people, and getting to sit in the premieres and talk about them and write about them. Like, it's just been great, despite the fact it's been so hot. I've been overheating every day. Hasn't hampered the experience at all, and I definitely would recommend anyone and everyone who has any interest in cinema to apply for it. It's so worth doing. You'll meet so many good people. You'll get to sit on your butt for 2 weeks at a time and pretend you're doing work. And no, it's well worth doing.
David, thank you so much for this interview. It was a pleasure for me. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.